Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. For the next 120 minutes, I will be your almost humble host. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing, and we have no idea what's going to happen. In fact, I finally, after 27 months, got a light so that whenever I talk, a light goes on. Get back. Hey, the show? It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, or also known as Theology and the Three Stooges. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs. Now, today's subject, we're going to be diving into the administration, trying to tell me why a kosher market in Paris is not a kosher market. I'm going to have a hard time figuring that one out. Also, we're going to be talking about the fact that there's an affection connection between us and the Lord. Very cool. We're going to do spiritual observations that are going to prove I need glasses. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. And here's the reason why.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Yes, I feel that may be the case. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? I was just told the other day, because we can't find somebody else to replace you. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. Have you watched the news? Are you watching what's going on with the government? You got to go to the bank, take out a loan, and buy a clue. We're asking you, do you have any prayer requests or any praise reports? If you do, call us, 866-577-2473, 866-577-2473. K-Praise. We have this new thing. It's now that we've got this, we're super excited. They're called sound effects. Can you imagine? Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
My CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer.
There you go. That's all we need. Just that processor so we can be a learning computer. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian doing that thingy. Taking your phone calls and more, compelling monologues, riveting interviews, and fascinating callers. I don't think so. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, like a 10-pound turkey pie. Any other way. You made it right.
I made it crazy. Oh, but it just... You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
You know what? There is absolutely no reason. Don't spend another year being uncomfortable in your own home. You and your family should be warm in the winter and cool in the summer. The air you breathe in your home should be clean and fresh and safe. Home Comfort USA has the solution with three generations of local experience and a heart to serve. The guys at Home Comfort USA are the trusted experts at heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality. So whether you need a simple repair or a whole new system, call the Comfort Guys.
Home Comfort USA.
Factory fresh tune-ups, just $69.
Home Comfort USA.
Whole new systems starting as low as $39.95.
Home Comfort USA.
Wow. And now with 5 years, no interest or payment starting at only $99 a month, there's no reason to wait. 858-866-8637.
Call the Comfort Guys. We're there.
858-866-8637. CSLB number 974908.
Home Comfort USA.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
Have you ever thought about taking a trip to Israel but never thought it was possible? KPRZ wants to invite you on a trip of a lifetime as we experience Israel this fall, October 24th through November 3rd with Genesis Tours and teaching pastor Alistair Begg from Truth for Life. For 9 days, you'll get to travel Israel and experience the wonder of the Bible coming to life. For full cost, trip information, or to register, visit experienceisrael.com. Join us in Israel for the experience of a lifetime.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. This segment brought to you by Current Solar Contracting and our very good friends Tom and Brittany, who we got to have Tom and Brittany back in. Brittany has not been in the studio for a while. Let's just talk about Current Solar Contracting and what they do. How about this? Ready? Get ready. Ready? They can save you money. What? You know how you hear a lot of the different commercials? You even might hear some through my show. I don't even know. But you'll hear different commercials, and they talk about different opportunities for solar. And we support them all. But when it comes to relationship and connection with people who you know are trying to follow after the Lord and do the best they can, it's a pleasure to do business with like people like Tom and Brittany because they love the Lord. They put their money, get this, where their heart is, then where their mouth is. And just in December, raising $5,000, giving that away as part of their business processing to Toys for Joy. Here's the deal. If you want to find out whether solar is a good deal for you, I mean, maybe it's not. Maybe it's the wrong thing, or maybe it's the right thing. You need to find out. The cost to find out? Zero. Doesn't cost you any money. Plus, you might have some very nice fellowship in the process. Call them at 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Their website, currentsd.com. Here's the other thing. Any search engine in the universe, or at least on this planet, you type in Current Solar Contracting. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, and they might buy you an ice cream cone. Don't know for sure. But it could happen. Maybe, maybe not. Could, maybe not. I'm not sure. But Current Solar Contracting. That's what you want to remember. Okay. Now, most people know me. I'm pretty much a patient guy. Okay. Let me rephrase that. Most people know me. I'm not that much of a patient guy. What would you say?
Well said.
Was that better? Is that
was much better.
More truthful. So every once in a while, when an administration does something so absurd that I think if I take a blank pencil and put it in my ear, it's going to come out sharpened because that's how much heat is being generated somewhere between my left and right ear, as Robo Producer is demonstrating right now, having a pen in one ear and a pencil in the other. So the other day, I don't know how this came about. I don't know why it came about. But you know, there's a saying, you know, that's the straw that broke the camel's back, the old saying. And I think we all kind of get the idea that at some point, no matter how light the weight is on the camel, if the continued amount of the weight is just genuine absurdity, the camel all of a sudden has four roller skates on its little legs, and it just goes poof, and it's over. Well, this is what's happened for me and this administration, trying to give them as many breaks as possible. I've never been that happy about it, but I've tried to be more, you know, kind of kind than most people. I don't think that Barack Obama's the Antichrist, because again, if he is, he's terrible at it. The bottom line is this, though. Barack Obama, in his speech, in an interview, said that the victims in Paris at the kosher market were killed not because they were Jews, not because they were a kosher market. They were randomly attacked. Okay, now, according to the guy that killed the people in the market, that's not true. According to the people that came behind that guy, that guy was connected to, that's not true. But according to Barack Obama, it's true. It was a random attack. It was just a coincidence that it said kosher in 25-foot letters, and only Jewish people who were keeping kosher would be shopping there. And, oh, the other thing, the guy who said, who killed people, saying, death to the Jews. Huh, that seems pretty random to me. Are you kidding? What did you drink, or what did you eat, or what are you not getting in your diet that makes you say this kind of bizarreness? Then, when the White House was challenged on it, what do you do when you're caught with your hands in the cookie jar and you shouldn't be saying certain things or doing certain things? Instead of confessing it and eating humble pie, they doubled down. It's like, wow. This is what they said. John Ernest said, the Jewish victims of the Paris kosher market were attacked. They were not killed because they were Jews. They just randomly happened to be there. There was a random killing in a random market at a random time that was just randomly connected to what took place in France. A, that's an absolute lie. B, I just want to point this out real quickly for Josh Ernest and Barack Obama, who's not going to get the president title in this statement. They didn't have any names of the Americans when they did 9/11. But it was a very purposeful and terrorist-style attack, wasn't it? It's only radical Islamic terrorists who were so deranged that they attacked. But you know what they didn't have? Names. So what are you saying, that 9/11 was a random attack, therefore, because they didn't have the names? Is that the silliest thing? It's a kosher deli where only Jews shop. And it was specifically targeted to kill Jews. And there's our president and the White House going, oh, it was random. Are you kidding me? You want to know why this upsets me? Because it's absurdity. If I had a non-Christian talk show, this would be my topic for 3 hours. How absolutely ridiculous. Now, fortunately, I'm on a Christian station, so after this, I'm going to get to talk about the affection connection between us and Jesus, and then I'll be able to wash myself of this filth, which is what this is. When you sit there and say that attack in Paris was a random attack, had nothing to do with targeting Jews, it's simply a straight-out lie. And I'm so sick of people going, well, it's not really a lie because you have to know the intent. Hey, the intent is to deceive, and that's a lie. I don't need a genius to tell me that. Well, you don't understand. Under the letter of the law, hey, you know what I understand? The truth prevails. And if we have a law that's wrong, we kind of change it. In this case, it's the intent is what matters. Okay, fine. The intent was to deceive, and they're trying to deceive us by saying, oh, it was random. It was just random. There's no connection to terrorism. Radical Islamic terrorists. Say it. Put it in your teeth. It's true. And oh, by the way, if you're a Christian and you are not in this country or you're in a place where this is intense, your life is in danger. Period. So you best, you know, I tell my wife now, wherever you go, keep your eyes and ears open. Be ever diligent because the lion, which the Bible calls Satan, and which we specifically do call Satan, is seeking to devour whoever he can. Christians need to be more aware. This is more of the beast in Revelation 13 than you think it is. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, we are going to be looking at a wonderful portion, but don't let this escape your mind.
Some of you may be wondering. wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Don't let your home painting project turn into this. Use the professionals at Darby Painting, the residential painting specialist. With over 40 years experience and an A-plus rating in the BBB, Darby Painting is committed to excellence, quality, and value, which is good for you because then you have more time for good old-fashioned relaxing and less time for getting stressed out. The team of experts at Darby Painting can't wait to show you the quality and value of their work. And they do way more than just painting. They do carpentry, drywall repair, deck restoration, and acoustic removal. Darby Painting is so eager to help you that they're going to give you a written warranty and $100 off your project.
Join thousands of satisfied clients and ditch the stress. Call Darby Painting, 619-250-7488. 619-250-7488. Darby Painting, completely licensed, bonded, and insured. 619-250-7488. License number 949677.
The San Diego Master Chorale, known as the Voice of San Diego, is coming to La Jolla Presbyterian Church as part of the 53rd Concert Series season. The 100 Voice Choir frequently performs with the San Diego Symphony, the San Diego Opera, and around the world. Now here's your opportunity to hear them for free in the beautiful and acoustically amazing La Jolla Presbyterian Church Sanctuary. The concert is Sunday, February 22nd at 4 in the afternoon. Master Chorale will be joined by San Diego Treasure, the Houseman Quartet. If you'd like to enjoy an evening of 100 beautiful voices, powerfully and gracefully singing joyous music that will enrich your soul, then be sure to mark your calendar for Sunday, February 22nd. The concert is free admission, there's free parking in the underground garage, and a reception with the performers after the concert. The San Diego Master Chorale free concert, Sunday, February 22nd, La Jolla Presbyterian Church at 4 p.m.
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now I have a new term called no lapse term. No lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever, same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30 year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Leon Patillo, that name can take you sometime back to your rock and roll days of listening to Santana, or remind you of a more recent man filled with the Holy Spirit, using his musical gifts today to encourage, to bring joy, humor, inspiration, and excitement into the hearts of many, while spreading the word of Jesus Christ.
Keep me from going
on Sunday, March 1st, Leon Patillo will be doing a free concert, Santana to Hosanna, at La Jolla Presbyterian Church at 4 p.m. This free concert by Leon Patillo is presented by San Diego's own Urban Life, a strong local ministry helping young people transform neighborhoods through building people that love God. Santana to Hosanna with Leon Patillo will be a fun, family-friendly free concert on Sunday, March 1st, 4 p.m. at La Jolla Presbyterian Church, presented by Urban Life. Leon Patillo, free Sunday, March 1st, 4 p.m. at La Jolla Presbyterian Church. A free will offering will be taken in support of Urban Life at Sunday, March 1st, 4 p.m. at La Jolla Presbyterian Church.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Let me get the steam out of my ears. Okay, don't forget, if you want to, you can go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, and that would be just fine and dandy, whatever fine and dandy means. It's got to be some correlation to some phrase, some way back when stuff.
I gotta have more cowbell.
You know, I was just thinking, I haven't had cowbell in a long time. Here's what we've got. It's this segment is brought to you by Eric and Ingrid Holloway from Excalibur Roofing, our very good friends, 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications. And let me tell you, as of today, we're giving Eric a new title, hilarious commercial writer a la par excellence. I'm not going to tell you what's up and coming for them, but I just want to say, you've been hearing us do Excalibur Roofing commercials for a while. I just got to, there's just three things I want to say. I want to say, roof, what are you doing in that well? And what is it, Lassie? What is it? That's all I can tell you, because you are just going to be blown away on what we're working on right now. Yeah, so we had this.
You just
regular
shared the new commercial with me, and all I have to say is I'm very impressed. Eric is a very creative man.
He's a very creative man, or he just had that moment and the taco broke through his brain cells, and then something.
Then we
got to
get him more
out.
Tacos because it's doing its job.
Yeah, that is pretty good stuff, though. Here's the bottom line: new roof construction, old roof replacements, repairs, remodeling, waterproofing. If it's got to do with the dome over your dome, you need to give them a call if you want to do business with somebody that loves the Lord and you like doing business with people like that. 760-743-8803 760-743-8803, or excaliberroofing.com. Their estimates are free, so when you know what's it going to cost, here's the costs involved, so on and so forth. But here, the bottom line is, you're going to get somebody involved with you from a business point of view who thinks in their heart and mind, when I am doing this project, I am doing this in my partnership with the Lord. And that's what you want. I don't care, you know, it's like, this is a Christian station. And I am a Bible-believing Christian, and I have a different perspective than a lot of people. Tis true. Okay, it's true. And I have a different kind of point of view, different experiences. Yeah, that's all true. But one thing I know is, when I'm engaged doing business with other believers, even if I have a difference of denominational opinion, if they're other believers, there's a greater security. The Bible says, let us do good to all men, especially those of the household of faith. So it's like, okay, I got it. Give them a call. Excalibur Roofing. Go to Excalibur Roofing through any website, search engine. You'll be fine. Or ExcaliburRoofing.com. Okay. This is called the Affection Connection. Now, I came up with that when I was talking to Heather Lloyd. It's actually just called Philippians 1:8. But once she was sitting there and I heard I were talking about it this morning, that's the thing that came out. I don't know how that came out of there. But it's called the Affection Connection. Comes out of Philippians 1:8. It says this: for God is my witness, how I long for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. Now, see, when I read something like that, at first I read it and I go, ho-hum, ho-hum. Just like everybody else, you read it, you don't. And then what I do that helps me in some of my study is I force myself to repeat read. Because some people, and I've done this, so don't tell me you haven't done this, some people read in order to say they've read the Bible, but they do, you know, Evelyn Woods sped reading course, you know, and just like, they can't even tell what's going on. So sometimes you have to almost reread. Back in, right now I'm in Leviticus. Let me promise you, I've been doing quite a bit of rereading. Because that's the only way to really process every sentence. It's true. And so when I reread this whole portion, it was like, for God is my witness, how I long for you with the affection of Christ Jesus. Then I thought about the affection of Christ Jesus. So let's talk about what that means. So when Lazarus is dead and Jesus is there and he's about to raise Lazarus from the dead, we find out in the book of John that Lazarus is dead, but Martha and Mary are very greatly pained. They're hurting tremendously. The people around them are hurting tremendously, and they're all hurting deeply. And then the Bible says in 11:35, Jesus wept. The shortest verse. And I think what escapes us is that Jesus has an affection for us. So we think of the Lord, and we will tend to very rarely balance our theology. So we either think of him as just like this dude, or we think of him as like this king of the universe who's grander and bigger, and he's like out of touch with anything we could relate to. And the truth of the matter is, he's both. And that's where we lose it. We don't recognize that there are times where he operates with us, and he's this universal king the Lord of Lords. I think we skip that statement pretty quickly because we don't even recognize that how many lords, smaller L, were all over the planet for years and years and years. And this Jesus whom we worship is the Lord of Lords. He's in charge of all of it. But there's this other part of Jesus, this connectable part for us that helps us understand Jesus from this human contact point of view. And I've actually had this debate, a theological debate before with people who are like, no, Jesus was crying for Lazarus because he was dead. And it's like, I'm sitting there thinking, Lazarus gets up and goes, what did you get me out of there for? I was doing great. And then you brought me back to this? I mean, I'm thinking Lazarus, because he's not happy. I mean, I wouldn't be. It was like, what? I'm over here. What are you doing? On the flip side of that, who's in the most amount of pain but the sisters? Who is Jesus feeling it from? Okay, well, let's just do that little honesty check. Is Jesus feeling it from Lazarus? We know he's dead. He's not there. So it's like he's feeling it from the sisters. And he's engaging in that pain. And he's like, ah. And it gets to the point where it makes him cry. And I think, and I do like the translation wept versus cry, because crying implies your team just lost the Super Bowl. Weeping implies a deep, deep-seated agony. And so weeping is almost like your hands are on your face and you're just like, oh, maybe like a, you know, like the pain of the great loss and all these different things. So I like it that it says Jesus wept. And I want to bring up one more illustration. And when we come back, I'm going to hit into a personalized story on the affection connection. But I will point this out to you. If you remember that there was Paul, and before he was Paul, he was called Saul. At least he made a nice name improvement on that. But he was on the road to Damascus, and the Lord, politely as the Lord often does, knocked him off the donkey, blinded him, and knocked on his head and said, hello. And then Paul was like going, Saul, he was like going, you know, who are you? Who are you? And do you remember what Jesus answered Saul? He said, I'm Jesus who you're persecuting. Now, watch this. Paul was taking Christians and throwing them in prison. But how Jesus saw it is Paul was doing it to him. Because every time a person went to prison in the name of Christ, Jesus went with them. So Paul was persecuting Jesus. And Jesus is like, you know, you're touching mine, you're touching me. And if you are a parent, you fully understand that state. Nobody needs to defend that to you. You touch mine, you touch me, we got a different planet going on, let's dance. It's just different. That's how Jesus was towards us. He loves us like that. He's affectionate towards us, connected towards us. He loves and cares for us. Now, when we come back, I'm going to tell you a story, something I've shared before, but I feel like the Lord will let me share it again, about how this impacted me in my life and brought me back on the road into ministry. Without it, I never would have come back towards the Lord. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. We're going to be right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hotel Del Coronado is a magical place to celebrate romance with their Valentine's, vow-taking, and renewal celebration. This Saturday, the 14th, in the legendary Crown Room. Plus, find Valentine menus you love at 1500 Ocean, Shearwater, and Sunday brunch. Visit HotelDale.com.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, rubber ducky. From using the top-of-the-line LifeDeck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
You know, oil prices have dropped in a big way, and gas prices have followed. But did you know that as a result, mortgage rates have come down too? They're now lower than they've been since June of 2013. So if you've closed a home loan in the last year and a half, make the cash call at 866-590-CASH for a lower rate. Like today's 15-year fixed refi at 2.875% rate and APR. With no closing costs, you can probably save with a lower payment, pull tens of thousands out of your home, or maybe do both. And we can refinance you with no closing costs. None. Because at Cash Call, we are designed to save. So make the cash call at 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lenders Law License Number 603-8780, NMLS Number 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monta Vista Village. Tracy, you guys got some new openings, don't you?
We do, Kevin. Right now, we've got some great opportunities for your listeners to join our community. We have a two-bedroom apartment coming available, which hasn't happened in 3 years. And for your listeners who are really quite independent but would love to get rid of the house and lead a simpler life, we have a one-bedroom apartment, $900 off the regular price, with minimal services included. Also, keep an eye out for our special February insert in the UT. Kevin, I'm always talking that Monta Vista Village is simply another living option, right up there with living in a condo or a house. So don't think you have to have a medical need to be here. The majority of my independent residents were just tired of the house and looking for more social opportunities. Call us at 619-465-1331. See what opportunities await you and see what your life could be like here at Monta Vista Village.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331 or online at MontaVistaVillage.com. License number 374-600-564.
Moms, KPRZ presents our craziest show yet, America's most popular live stage show for you and your daughter. It's the Secret Keeper Girl Crazy Hair Tour, created by best-selling author Dana Gresh. The most fun a mom and daughter will ever have digging into God's Word while laughing and singing together. Secret Keeper Girl is a special mother-daughter event that promotes biblical modesty, purity, and real inner beauty, presented in a super fun and safe environment with live worship. Join us Sunday, February 22nd at Foothills Christian Church in El Cajon or Friday, February 27th at Calvary Chapel Oceanside at 6:30 p.m. Come experience what over a million moms and daughters have enjoyed around the country. Your daughter and you will have a blast. To learn more and to order your tickets today, go to secretkeepergirl.com. That's secretkeepergirl.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Drop me an uncertainty away in this sad position where I
welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I want to remind you, if you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. This segment brought to you by Genesis Recovery and our good friend Tommy Hawthorne at Genesis Recovery San Diego, one of our long-term sponsors. Here's the big deal about Genesis Recovery, giving people the opportunity to beat the slavery of drugs and alcohol through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and the tool of sobriety. We did want to make sure that everybody understood there's many great ministries that are like Genesis Recovery, but we are in relationship with Genesis Recovery. And you have to like the title. Genesis. What's that? Origin. Beginning. Okay. Recovery. Well, we're going to recover from the beginning that we had. Yeah, because sometimes we start off, it doesn't go so good. So we need a little help. In order to get the help, we need a kind of a reboot, a restart. That's what Genesis Recovery is helping guys do. Go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com, and then you can also call them at 619-797-7319. 619-797-7319. Now, another ministry that we've been featuring this month is another sponsor that works with us. And we like, now keep in mind, again, we are trying to support as many different ministries as we can. But if you spend the entire show and you read announcements and announcements, people think, well, you know, well, you should do it because you're Christian and it's free. But see, but here in a profit company, you have to pay for the electricity and the rent, and you have to pay for the employees. And then somebody's got to buy me a bagel. So, I mean, come on. You got to get that. I mean, I got to get something.
And your,
out of
you
this.
Know, weekly corned beef sandwich.
I haven't had a weekly corned beef sandwich since I lived in Detroit 35 years ago.
Wow.
That's so sad. It's so sad. Then it just harkens me back. Harkens me back.
Sorry for the pain.
Yeah, it just harkens me back because I remember moving to Arizona and having them explain to me how they were feeding all the cattle through hay. And that's when I said to the guy, I was at a farm. So you can't tell me I wasn't. And the guy goes, I said, well, what do they do in a place like Michigan? He goes, oh, they feed them corn because corn's more plentiful and it's cheaper there. And I said, so this is, I'm eating a bowl of hay and there I'm eating a bowl of corn. Huh. Anyway, we just want to give a big sponsorship shout out to Whitefields as a ministry that understands that part of the mission process is to reach a people, a language, a village, a people, or a culture from the people that are within it. So when somebody becomes a Christian in a village and they're identified as a person that wants to go in training and learn about advancing the kingdom of God and becoming a pastor and proclaiming the name of Christ and advancing the kingdom, they utilize their training skills for that person in that community. So like in a village in Uganda, if somebody gets saved and they're identified as a person that wants to get involved in ministry, they train them up. They even pay them so they can be full-time in ministry. That's what Whitefields is all about. What they're doing is making it so that no pastor is a stranger. And that's their process. That's what they believe. Whitefields.org. By the way, Steve Wheeler, fantastic guy. Whitefields.org. You call 760-846-8610. That's 760-846-8610. You can call them, pray for them. You can give on a monthly basis, weekly basis. You can do whatever it is the Lord leads you to do. That's what you should be doing. You should be following what God leads you to do. In fact, somebody came into my studio earlier today, mentioned that they made a decision about a church decision. Not a decision I would have made personally, but they said, well, I feel like that's what the Lord wants. It's like, man, that's exactly what you better do. Because ultimately, when he stands before God, he's going to have to give an account for that which the Lord has led or brought into his life. Very important. All right, so I want to go back to this Philippians 1:8, the affection connection. Yeah, it's a kind of a fancy title. It's a fancy schmancy title. That's what a nice Jewish Christian would say. It's a fancy schmancy one. Here's the bottom line. We were talking about Jesus and Lazarus and Martha and Mary and how he wept, talking about how Jesus identified with the Christians who were being persecuted. So I'll just tell you this brief story that happened to me when I was involved in ministry. I had a very similar scenario or situation happen to me. I was involved in a ministry that became, it started off great. Everything was Bible this, Bible that, nothing weird. Everything was great for the first couple of years. And then it kind of got authoritative. And it wasn't just accountability, but it was like you had to get approval for jobs you would take, for people you would date. I mean, it got far down the line. So I broke away from that and was really devastating to me as a Jewish man who believed in Jesus that I would experience pain from the church. I did not understand that correlation. Okay? I'm just a guy that's like, hey, I'm a believer. And I cannot figure out, excuse me for not growing up in the denomination. I went to Sherazedek Temple. I went to Hillel Private Hebrew School in Detroit, Michigan. It's like I didn't understand that there were people that could attempt to represent God and do a poor job. And so it hurt me. And then it was as I was in process, the Lord led me to this little, small little church. And when it wasn't like small as in super, super tiny, but it was in this city in Colorado, in Silverthorne, Colorado. And actually, it was, it was Silverthorne, Dillon area. And there was this church amongst like these 70, 80 houses, just this church. And it was like, oh, look, there's a church. And so to me, dummy that I am, not being stuck in denomination, I think, go to the church. Why not? That's where you should go. That's where Jesus is going to be. Let's go to the church. So I go to the church, and I tell the pastor, and by the way, his name was David as well. I go in there, and I think at first he thinks I'm a loon, which, okay. I mean, you know, you know, not that far off. But I tell him my story about, you know, getting saved and being in a church and being hurt and how upset I was that the church hurt me. I was like bummed, just to be honest. And if you've been a Christian for a little while and gone to a couple of churches, you know what I'm talking about. But when you're dumb and young and it happens, you're like, what? So I remember telling him this story. I'm just sharing it. And now back then I was had that more macho attitude, you know, the more manly man. And then I'm telling him this story and his eyes start to water. And I'm like, okay, what's going on here? And he starts to cry and weep. And now, instead of me having any compassion at all, why? It's me. I'm getting mad because he's crying about my story. I'm thinking, this is my story. What are you getting upset about? And so he looks up to me through his hands, which are wet, and he goes, this is how God feels for the pain that you're going through. And it was like a hammer crushing against the stone heart that I had when it dawned on me, oh, wait, God loves me. And what man has done to me, or even in his name, does not change how God feels about me and how he loves me. And this guy, he's crying, and I'm sitting there, and at first I was mad, and then I'm sitting there thinking, I am such a jerk. I'm like, I'm a total loser. How can I sit there and be mad at this guy who's simply communicating the heart of God about how God knows my pain? You know, I mean, he doesn't want sin in the world. He doesn't want the result of sin, the pain of sin in that capacity. And he feels for us and loves us and weeps for us. And it's just like, I'm 10 times more at that moment the sinner than I've ever been. And I think that's like the best thing in Christianity. When you've been a Christian for a little while and then you realize after you've said yes that actually you're much worse a sinner than you thought. That's the best thing because that's the Lord showing you, oh, yeah. No, I really did die for all of them. And there's a lot of them called sin. It's just like so powerful. And so for me, the affection connection where Jesus wept for Lazarus and for Mary and Martha in the situation with Lazarus. And when he stood up for the disciples who were being persecuted by Paul. And when he showed me personally that he cared and he hurts for me, so to speak. He feels that pain and kind of he weeps for me. It changes my spirit and makes me less of a schnook and more of a person who wants to live, love, and honor him in everything I say and do. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to be looking at a couple other stories. Don't go anywhere.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
KPRZ.com.
You know what? There is absolutely no reason. Don't spend another year being uncomfortable in your own home. You and your family should be warm in the winter and cool in the summer. The air you breathe in your home should be clean and fresh and safe. Home Comfort USA has the solution with three generations of local experience and a heart to serve. The guys at Home Comfort USA are the trusted experts at heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality. So whether you need a simple repair or a whole new system, call the Comfort Guys.
Home Comfort USA.
Factory fresh tune-ups, just $69.
Home Comfort USA.
Whole new systems starting as low as
$39.95. Home Comfort USA.
Wow. And now with 5 years no interest or payment starting at only $99 a month, there's no reason to wait. 858-866-8637.
Call the Comfort Guys. We're there.
858-866-8637. CSLB number 974908.
Home Comfort USA.
Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. Tell us about the Team Kia Vows of Assurance.
So the Vows of Assurance, it's really an effort to communicate to the people that you can't buy the wrong car. You buy something, you really don't like it, we'll exchange it. You can drive as many cars as you want. Just kick tires, open doors, take cars out, go show your wife, go show your husband. Don't show your wife or husband, and they get you in trouble. You know, use this as a resource.
Go to TeamKiaOfElCajon.com today and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy? How do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning lottery and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, save up to $220 on select HP laptops powered by Intel.
Offer ends 2/14/15 in store only while supplies last. For a price match guarantee, if you find a lower price on a new identical item from any retailer, sells products in both retail stores and online under the same brand or sold and shipped by Amazon.com, show us a lower price at checkout and we'll match it. See store staples.com for full details.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know what I have not done? I'm going to do it very briefly. We're not going to set it. We don't set this up with music anymore. It was funny in the beginning, but it's not as funny now. So we're going to do just the regular weather. The weather is okay. I mean, it's not, it's warm, but it's not got that sunshiny feely, right? But it's warm, warmer. And then it's the traffic's starting to look lousy already, so I'm trying to look away as it is. I will tell you that this morning, for those that seem to care, I don't care as much as probably you do. Well, maybe I care more. At 5:15 in the morning, I was up and about, and I was planning on doing some extra devotions and extra study because I knew I had a big meeting here at 8:30 with all of the sales team and everybody. I just get to be a part of that. And, you know, everybody gets there together. And then Professor Y, Dale was there. Everybody was there. And I got up at 5:15 and I sneak out of the room. Do, 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 do. 1 second later, I hear, and it's the dog shaking his head and his ears and the little chain going off. And I'm going, shh, because he's going to wake up the wife. I mean, she doesn't have to get up like that. So anyway, I figured out that even if I get up at 5:15, which is early for me, normally it's like 5:45 or 6 o'clock, the dog has now figured out every nuance of the bed whenever it moves in any capacity and was right behind me. In fact, if I really wasn't aware that he's as bizarre as he is, I might have been startled. But because he's so weird, it's like...
Sounds just like my dog. Doesn't matter what time you get up.
Yeah, you get up, it's like the dog's like, yeah. So you don't even have to probably go. You're just up because I'm up and out of the bed. Doesn't matter. I'm up. I made the journey. Let's go. It's like, wow. You know, when did we give dogs this much power and authority in our lives? That's a good question. What's that?
I think they just took it.
Oh, I thought you said that it's from a chicken. I didn't understand that. Okay. A couple things I do want to point out. We got the things coming up, some of the big events coming up. Art of Marriage is taking place March 7th. That's going to be some pretty cool information. Now, that's for people who are married, and you could be newly married. Let's say you've been married a year, and let's say you've been married 10 years. So let's say you've been married 20 years. The key to Art of Marriage is to keep it lively. Keep it active. Keep it fresh. I'll tell you the one thing that really hurts Christian marriages is once you've gotten married, you think, oh, well, I won my spouse. I don't have to do anything to keep them. And it's like, you know, stop thinking like the world. You need to do everything to do the right things to keep the marriage and the relationship fresh. Did you give flowers in the beginning, sir? Then give them again. Did you do little back scratches, ma'am, because you love to be close to him? Well, do them again. And so the art of marriage helps you prep your mind to understand that this is an ongoing commitment, and if you want it to be one that lasts 25, 30, 40, 50 years, then you have to put some effort and some work into it. So we really want to encourage that. The Art of Marriage. For more information, go to kprz.com. Now, I'm not going to read these other things because I feel this unction. I don't know if that's even the right word at this point, but to talk about that. I think there is, in Christianity, because we are aware that sometimes you can get hurt in a church, and it's easier for people to relocate from church to church. And it is now. I mean, people in churches vote with their feet and with their wallets. And if you don't think that's true, you've never helped run a church. People vote with their feet and their wallets, period. That's what they do. And nowadays in America, it's much easier to travel from church to church. I think that has contributed, I know you can think I'm crazy, but I think that's contributed to making it easy to go to from relationship to relationship. I think the precedent was set that in the kingdom of God connection, well, I can go from here to here, here to there. I don't like this. Oh, you know, this preacher, you know what he preached on? He preached on giving. I'm not going to church that talks about giving. I'm leaving. Huh. I'll see you. Good day, sir. And it's like, we do, now that we do that way, it makes it easier to make it a quicker abandonment in relationships. After all, in Las Vegas, you can go through a McDonald's-style place and get married and go right down the block after your first fight and go through another McDonald's type of place and get divorced. Now, perhaps that is too easy. Perhaps we've not given this proper amount of thought. That these things that we get involved with take commitment and time and effort, and it's our responsibility to be part of it. It's the same thing. Oh, I'm getting in trouble for this. I'll get all these nasty emails for this. It's the same thing with your relationship with the Lord. Hey, if your relationship with the Lord is lousy, it's not God's fault. Oh, what did he say? It's not God's fault if your relationship with God is horrid. The filter clogging is not in heaven. The pipe that's clogged with all the yuck is not on the heavenly side of things. It's on the earthly side of things. Here's something you don't hear every day. You know whose fault it is? Yours. Back to the dust with thee. That's a good one. I really like that. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is we have to take responsibility for these things and be aware that it takes time, effort, and commitment. And that's what we are required to do, both with the Lord and with those the Lord has brought into our lives. Interesting stuff. Okay, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we got history, stories, DDDs, and more.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.